With France defeated, Britain stood alone and braced for attack. On August 24, 1940, Murrow presented London After Dark, a series of live reports from correspondents scattered across the British capital. Murrow kicks off the broadcast from Trafalgar Square as an air raid siren sounds behind him.
This is Trafalgar Square. The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid sirens. I'm standing here just on the steps of St. Martin's in the Fields. A searchlight just burst into action off in the distance. One single beam sweeping the sky above me now. People are walking along quite quietly. We're just at the entrance of an air raid shelter here, and I must move this cable over just a bit so people can walk in. There's another searchlight just square behind Nelson's statue. Here comes one of those big red buses around the corner. Double-deckers they are, just a few lights on the top deck. In this blackness, it looks very much like a ship that's passing in the night, and you just see the portholes. More searchlights come into action. You see them reach straight up into the sky, and occasionally they catch a cloud and seem to splash on the bottom of it. One of the strangest sounds one can hear in London these days, or rather these dark nights, just the sound of footsteps walking along the street, like ghosts shod with steel shoes.
From Hammersmith Palais in London, Eric Severide, who had narrowly escaped France before the invading German army, now reported. Amid the throng of couples dancing, Severide describes the brave face put on by the people who decided to stay, air raid or no air raid.
I'm standing in the middle of a great big dance floor. I guess it's the biggest in England, and it's got the biggest crowd I ever saw trying to dance in one place at one time. There are 1,500 people in the place at the moment. It's 15 minutes before midnight, and that's the wartime closing hour for Saturday night. There was an air raid alarm, as you know, 15 minutes ago. The orchestra leader simply announced they'd go on playing if the crowd wished to stay, and I don't think more than a half a dozen people have left. They simply put up a big cheer and went on with their song.